Hello, hello. In this episode, we are excited. I'm excited. I'm bringing to you a really special guy. Scott Warwick is the author of a new book on diversity. And this is not diversity like you've been hearing about. This is a different take on it. And what I would call is a logical, clear thinking, common sense approach to diversity and tolerance. And so the book, Tolerance and Diversity for White Guys and Other Human Beings, is live on Amazon today. And you can pick it up there with Kindle and paperback. And if you're listening or watching on launch day, that Kindle's actually at 99 cents for you today. So let me bring on Scott Warwick. Scott, it is great to see you today.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm all excited. Launch day. Best thing to do is sit here and talk about the book.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it was funny when you and I first met and you told me you had this idea for this book that you'd been working on, Tolerance and Diversity for White Guys and Other Human Beings. I have to say, I was immediately drawn to it because it just has this humor to it. And I just knew that this was, you were going to be approaching this topic with some levity, but also this clear thinking and common sense that just made me go, okay, I need to learn more about this. So really welcome here today. Scott, tell us how'd the idea come about for Tolerance and Diversity for White? Actually, before we get this, tell us about you. Tell us about who you are.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I'm a white guy. Okay. I am not what you expect and I am not what you see. More than that, whenever you go to a diversity tolerance conference, you typically don't see straight white guys at all. I am a straight white Anglo-Saxon Protestant male, white guy. And I have been an attorney, an employment attorney, and or a human resource person, consultant, in-house director for almost 40 years. For 20 years, I've been in my own private practice, so I can do what I want to do. And I will tell you, I started down this road of diversity and tolerance because, first of all, employment law is the hottest area of the law. Hot. If one of your employees is going to file a harassment charge against you or whatever, that is going to take 1 year before the EEOC is even going to get to you. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. They're like 50,000 cases behind. That's how busy this area is. And I will tell you right now, as I am looking at employers getting sued and violence in the workplace, I mean, nothing has proven this book more correct than this year in a 30-day span, we had 45 mass shootings. We are going down the wrong path. And so in order to get my clients, keep them from being sued, to have high morale, we have to be tolerant of each other. And my big bugaboo, and I've done 5 national SHRM diversity conferences, other diversity conferences, national, local, all across this country. And nothing against the people who are sponsoring this, but at every conference I've ever gone to, every single one, and that's over 30 conferences in the last 20 years, I will tell you point blank, there is always someone that gets up there and decides to white bash for something, for any one of a number of different things. And also some of the presentations about inclusion and how we go about doing it are just plain flat illegal, not only illegal, but unconstitutional from our United States Supreme Court. So I'll tell you one thing, I know employment law. I mean, my other book is a 700-page professional's guide to employment and labor law. I not only know the law, I literally wrote the book. I know employment. I'm one of those little nerdy guys that studies this stuff. And I will tell you, the way to make morale rise is to treat everyone like a human. And I really have a passion. It took me 11 years to write this. This book is so cited. Okay. I've got over 50 bibliographies in there and I've read them all. All these books. It has over 350, 330 citations for a 260-some page book. Let me tell you right now, the road we are going down right now of blaming these people or blaming those people or blaming is going to be our undoing. We will not survive as a society, much less as an employer. And I'm here to tell you, everybody's human. And the title is a human Rorschach, Tolerance and Diversity for White Guys and Other Human Beings. Well, white guys are human, okay? And so are Asians, and the hate crimes against Asians these days are going through the roof. My goal is I want to have better workplaces. I want to put biospheres around all of my clients so that when you come to work here, it's safe. That's the only test you will ever need to know if you have a good environment for morale, not getting sued, no workplace violence, those types of things. Is it safe from germs? Is it safe to be who you are? Is it safe to disagree with your supervisor? And today, it's even more pertinent. Black Lives Matter. We see people getting killed on TV. And I will tell you, those employers out there, like it or not, I've got flights scheduled all over the country so far to go and present this book to some of my clients because they do have transgenders working for them. Now, there's a good one. Is it safe to come to work and be a transgender or homosexual, which is now a protected class in the United States? And I'm going to tell you right now, it better be. It better be. I get a lot of pushback. We're going to talk about tolerance and not acceptance. Acceptance means, okay, you have to be accepting of this person. Are you really going to go up to a Christian fundamentalist and tell that Christian fundamentalist or an Islamic fundamentalist or a Jewish fundamentalist or a Sikh fundamentalist that they have to be accepting of a Satanist, which is another protected? No. Tolerance. You're not going to pick on that person. You believe what you want to believe. But when you come to work and when you are on Facebook, you are going to not bully that person. And if you do, you're making our environment unsafe for all my brothers and sisters who are fellow human beings. And I'll tell you, I just have a passion with this. This is the way I live my life, and this is the way I run my practice.
So, Scott, this is important background. First, people need to know that you are an attorney that is specializing in this. You've worked with human resources departments and companies across the nation. And and this is something you know inside and out. And it is interesting you making the distinction between acceptance and tolerance, right? Just like I suppose I'm a conservative Christian. And there's going to be some other people out there who probably won't be accepting of my beliefs. True. Right. And but I want them to be tolerant of them, just like I may not be accepting of some of the things that they choose to do, but I still tolerate them.
Yeah.
And tolerate. It's so weird. Right. That's got this negative connotation. Right. This is what I don't get. Tolerance is, you know, is this great thing, but tolerate sounds so negative,
right? Very negative. Yes.
Yeah. It is interesting. Now you mentioned about, is it safe? And yet I've got to say,
I agree. I don't want to be tolerated. Well, if I'm going to tolerate somebody, that's bullying. But tolerance is the term used by the EEOC in their 2016 regulation or new guidelines for harassment training. Southern Poverty Law Center, the circuit courts, the United States Supreme Court, those are some pretty good authority. You have to be tolerant, not accepting. And I will tell you right now, the more I hang around other people, the book goes into this detail about how you rewire yourself. I'll tell you right now, you cannot order somebody to be accepting of somebody else. All you'll do is tick them off. But the more that they are not going to bully you, the more that somebody's going to be around you, guess what? You tend to rewire yourself and you do become accepting. And believe it or not, some of the best tolerance speakers in the country today are ex skinheads.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be shocking to a lot of people, you know.
Most of me.
And that's the thing. It's so tempting to say this person is on this extreme and this person is on this extreme and neither of them, like, I guess it depends on where, what side you happen to be on, but it's so easy to think of the other person as, oh, idiots, right? Oh, those people are just idiots. Or they can't, or they're inhuman, right? But the truth is all human, right? All human and all with a chance to grow and change as well.
Yeah. Look at Democrats and Republicans. And this is the one thing, as we're researching this topic and the categories of different books on Amazon, there is no category out there for diversity or tolerance, okay? Because the entire world of tolerance and diversity, our experts, have forced the whole idea of just being different from one another into an issue of race, religion, okay, gender studies or something like this. But those are certainly included. But I've got clients right now during the Biden and Trump race. It was funny because in late October, early November, it gets kind of chilly here in Ohio. And some people were wearing their, you know, those nylon jackets, a light jacket, and they'd have their Biden button on and they'd have their Trump button on. How dare you wear another button that I don't like? You feel the ego coming out. Emotional intelligence is one of the big skills in this we're going to talk about. And they were ripping each other's buttons off. And I got a call from them and said, I don't know, what do I do? And it's funny because one of my clients said, you know, this is just terrible. We got to do something. I said, yeah, you got a diversity issue. You got a tolerance issue. And he said, no, no, no. They're all white people. Yeah, white people can kill each other. Absolutely. White people are intolerant. And see, that's exactly what you're talking about here, is that I want people to, it's okay. We're all human. You don't have to be stupid to have your values be different. You're allowed to be a Christian fundamentalist. You're allowed to be an atheist. You're allowed to be a Satanist. I don't have to approve. You're allowed to be Democrat. You're allowed to be Republican. And I will tell you, I got clients that are fire stations and they dread the holidays, particularly when there's alcohol involved, because somebody's going to be talking politics and somebody's going to get a fork in the head. Another, I tell you right now, and it happened. Oh, they're dreading the 4th of July, and happened over Memorial Day. Just finished with Memorial Day, and I said, you only had one fork in the hand? Yeah, only one. That was pretty good.
Now, we were talking last week, and we were talking about, in fact, as we were looking at categorizing your book for publishing, right, we were talking about the different categories that are available and not available on Amazon, and we were talking about race versus diversity. And you had a very important thing to say. Well, you talk about diversity does not equal race. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's one category. And you hit it on the head and I cut you off, but let me hit that. Is it safe? And I love this. I am not a big fan of employee surveys, because I had one client that paid this $10,000 fee to have this big consulting company out of the East Coast come in, big 4-inch report. It was all in color, all collated, real nice. And I asked him, I said, wow, $10,000, that's a lot. And he said, oh yeah, this is really nice report. It's all in color. I said, yeah, it's tabbed and everything. Went to Staples, got the good binder, okay? And I'm a little bit of a smart aleck, so you should pick up on the sarcasm. And I said, well, who read it? They looked at each other and go, well, we didn't have a chance to read it. So, okay. So I took this $10,000 binder, took it over, purposely just dropped it in the trash can. And they said, well, we read the summary. Okay. Well, I got the summary. Let's look over it. They didn't read that either. Here's my thing. Why didn't you go and just talk to the employees? Why did you have to have this survey? And they all laughed at me because they said, oh, you know, they're not going to tell us the truth. I know. That's your problem. Maybe this is too simple to understand. They don't think it's safe to talk to you. That's your problem. That's your problem. So is it safe to go to work? That's the only question you will ever need to know if we live in a proper civilization. Is it safe to get pulled over by a police officer if you're white? Or is it just as safe if you're black? Oh, that's something to think about. Is it safe to come to work and have political views? Is it safe? Race is one important factor. Absolutely. But so is religion. So is height. You know, that people, for every inch of height that somebody has taller than somebody else, that is worth over $720 a year in extra salary.
Wow.
Oh,
that explains a lot.
The discrimination against short people is relentless, I will tell you. Okay, so that means, you know, why I work for myself. Sitting down, you can't tell I'm a towering 5'6" and shrinking as I get older. So we all have stereotypes in our head. We all have biases. We all have bigotry. And I will tell you, you know, like the police are doing this or something. Yeah, you know why? They're human. Did you notice the four police officers who are all being charged in George Floyd's killing? Two are white, one is Asian, and one is black. And I just love this discussion because they're like, well, why would the black man participate? Why would the Asian? Because we're all humans. Do you understand? We all come from Adam and Eve, and that's under the Human Genome Project. And when I say all my brothers and sisters, I am speaking biblically and scientifically. We are all related, all of us. And so we all have the basic same wiring. If one human has implicit bias, we all do. So we got to work to get rid of it. And I will tell you right now, I'm hearing so much about critical race theory and a lot of these changing of systems. I will tell you right now, study your history. There is no such thing as a system that will not be corrupted by a human for power. Okay. South Africa changed apartheid because the hearts and minds of people change and they demand the change. We have had remarkable change in this country, and it is because the hearts and minds change, particularly when we saw Bull Connor back in the 60s abusing the protesters. So that's what I want. I want us to change and look at the way we see each other. And if we do that, then the systems by the people who are running them will make sure they're working properly. So I'll tell you, great change comes from individuals. And you can change any system that you want. And you put another human in place that has implicit bias, it'll be just as corrupt, but maybe in a different way. We need to look at ourselves, all of us humans together, all of us.
So we are talking today about Scott Warrick's new book, Tolerance and Diversity for White Guys and Other Human Beings. You can actually pick it up today on Amazon. It's available in paperback and Kindle. And today is a launch day for it, and therefore the Kindle is at 99¢. So I definitely encourage you to pick up Scott's book. And I think you're going to find it both entertaining and challenging because, as you can tell, Scott doesn't take the stereotypical take on diversity and relations. And I like the fact, I love what you were talking about, is that diversity is so much more than race.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's diversity of thought. It's diversity of body type. It's diversity of hair color and who knows, you know, what other things. But why can't we all, or lack of hair?
Disability. The most discriminated against people in this country are people with disabilities. 80% of all people with disabilities who could work if they were given a shot are unemployed. Who doesn't know somebody with autism? Who doesn't know somebody with a limp? Who doesn't know somebody? This is our issue. And I'll tell you right now, what I see on the news literally just, oh my gosh, just tears me down. When I throw my bigotry at someone else for whatever reason, the term that sociologists use is competitive victimization. You did this to me. So no, I've got perfect right to do this to you and on and on. So this is the tit for tat type of thing. And then you always hear the same thing. Well, they started it. Oh, that's worked so well for us, hasn't it? No. That's boomerang bigotry. That's a term I like. I would tell you, the first time that I see somebody white go out there and discriminate or harass someone because they're black, I'm going to get really upset. And the reason I'm going to get really upset is because that boomerang is going to come back against white people. You attack Asians. Well, what exactly do you think that human is going to do? That boomerang is going to come right back from somebody who is Asian. It's all got to stop. We're all human. It's okay to believe different things.
Yeah. In fact, we just saw that story yesterday or the day before with a black man verbally accosting an Asian police officer and saying, well, you don't even belong here. You're not even from this country. You're blah, 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 you know, and all of that. And somebody accusing that man of being racist, the black man of being racist, and then the black man saying, wait, I'm black. Black people can't be racist.
Oh,
and yes. You know, you're talking about your boomerang, and that it's exactly right. This is just going to further difficulties instead of people actually just treating each other like human beings. Yeah. Like, let's love each other. Let's tolerate each other's different ideas. I don't have to embrace everybody's different ideas, but I do have to embrace their ability and their right to express them. Right.
That's why you go to the defense of someone. It's like, oh, good. They're going to shut this person down because they're saying something I don't like. No, you need to defend that person's right, because what if next week they don't like what you're saying?
And that's going to happen.
I'll tell you, if you've learned one thing from human history, it's that getting them back isn't going to work. And look at our great philosophers. Okay. One of the men who, an American philosopher who does not get the credit, is Henry David Thoreau. Henry David Thoreau is the father of civil disobedience. Brilliant. Okay. And he changed Gandhi, who made terrific changes in South Africa, freed India without firing a shot, great influence on Leo Tolstoy. Huge influence on Martin Luther King Jr. We forget these messages. We tend to value generals and warriors, and that's all wonderful. They're there to protect us. But the bottom line is, in times of peace, you like to stay in peace. And the one thing I can tell you for a fact, that if I fire a rocket into your land and kill someone you know, you will never get over that. You will get me later. It might be in another generation, but you'll get me later. Stop it. It's okay to disagree. It's okay. And all of our problems go back to these five skills that I talk about of tolerance, which is emotional intelligence. You have to have that. Number two, you absolutely have to discover what's in your subconscious brain, which are your biases and prejudices, and we've all got them. You use that to resolve conflict, EPR, empathic listening, parroting, and rewards. You identify and stop bullying. And that comes right from the EEOC with bystander intervention. You absolutely have to be able to recognize there are real differences between us. And that's good. That's okay. But they're also stereotypes. So what's the difference? And then finally, don't be an enabler. The most evil people on the planet are the people who are the passive aggressives, who don't say anything. And if people speak up, if people had stormed in, you would have never heard of Hitler. You would have never heard of Jerry Sandusky. Okay. You would never, all these scandals that I talk about in the book, there's always these good people standing around. Oh, I don't want to do anything. And my wife, when I first started my private practice, I can see it right over here. My wife got me a framed poster. This over there is from Dante's Inferno. The hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in times of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a heavy thing to say. That's a heavy thing to look at, but it is so true. There, 80% of everybody in the world are good, decent people. You got these people on the fringes, too far to the left, too far to the right. So why do the bullies win? Because the nice people are passive aggressive. I don't want to set anybody. Well, I got news for you. When we've got 45 mass shootings in 30 days, when the vast majority of kids in school feel that they are being bullied, when 94% of all the women in this country say that they have been sexually harassed at one point or another, we got some people that need upsetting.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Status quo is not exactly good when you start citing those statistics.
Oh, it's overwhelming. It truly is. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, let me bring some questions to you from the people watching the podcast here. So Chris said, tell us how you arrived at the book cover. And it's so interesting for such a topic. And I'm going to bring that book cover up here.
Yeah.
You can reference that.
I love it. I just love it. It is. I when I first met you guys, I had a little, well, my cousin was a big help with me, Beth Sheets, wonderful, wonderful graphic artist. And she was helping me with some mock-ups, and she really was a tremendous help for me on all the graphics for the book. And I sort of pieced things together. And we had this international contest that you'd help with and put out there. And we got all these fantastic submissions from the creativity of people all over the world. And finally, I love this one because it's all my brothers and sisters there. Everybody is different, and we're surrounding this happy earth, which is what we're shooting for. And there's a guy, Nadad Jin, and he is a single father in Serbia. Now, Serbia is about as far from my home in Reynoldsburg, Ohio, just on the east side of Columbus, as you can get. But it was this wonderful design. He's this fantastic guy. I kept tweaking it. That's how we got there. Is this idea, the final version, actually came from, 9,000 miles away from this single father living over. And I put on my website, and I put a little dedication to him in the book, because I just thought that his graphic just captured the whole hope of what we're trying to do, is create a happy world with all people, all humans. And if you start thinking of people as humans, these other things just slip away. You still see somebody's race or religion, and that's fine. But honestly, you just don't care.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah. This whole last year has really, really caused some interesting, obviously interesting challenges is an understatement. But it does cause us to see people differently. And I've got to tell you, Scott, I see people more for their race now than I did a year ago. Mm-hmm. And there are those people who will say, you should become colorblind. And there are other people who say, oh, no, you should not become colorblind.
No.
Right. Yeah. And I don't even know what to do with that.
Yeah. That's confusing. And I just love this because I hear a lot of, and again, don't get me wrong. There's wonderful, a lot of friends I have are diversity experts. And we've talked about this in depth. And absolutely, there's problems here. But I will tell you, it just amazes. Well, I don't see color. Well, you just said that diversity is important. And understand, diversity is important because we get everybody's point of view. And I always tell you, if you ever had any ego, if you ever thought that you were too big for your britches, write a book. Write a book, okay? Because if you want that book to be good, you will get the heck beat right out of you, okay? Because I got news for you. Everything you think of and everything you write isn't brilliant. Just didn't, okay? And so you want everybody wanting to make this work. There's an old saying, isn't it amazing what we can accomplish when nobody's concerned with who gets the credit? That's what we want. And so I want these different ideas, okay? I get input from my wife all the time because we're rather different people, but she gives me great input on a lot of stuff. And so we want to recognize diversity and value it, but then we're not supposed to, recognize it when it happens. I do recognize diversity. Of course, I'm not colorblind. Of course, I can recognize that people are different. But quite frankly, this is a fellow human. Our differences really only, and I talk about this in the book, when we left East Africa, my family, I'm Irish, okay? And I would not fare well in East Africa right now, okay? I'd probably be dead within a week because it's like Africa hot, okay? My family traveled north because it was hot, and we made a left, and then lost our pigment, a lot of it, and made it over to Ireland, where we just kind of drank for the next few years until we came to America. My wife's family made a right, and they turned into Russians. Some of her closer relatives kept going, and they turned into Asians, and then they walked across the Bering Strait. Did you ever notice how Native Americans tend to resemble Mexicans? We're all related. The only reason we have these biological differences is to adjust to the climate. But we're all related. At most, all of us are 50 times removed from each other. And that's at the most.
Incredible.
It's something.
Incredible. Well, let me plug the book here again. It is available right now on Amazon, Tolerance and Diversity for White Guys and Other Human Beings, Living the Five Skills of Tolerance by Scott Warwick. $0.99 for the Kindle. The paperback is also up there as well. And Scott, we're just down to the last couple minutes here. Is there anything else that you'd like to finish off with?
You know, I'll tell you, I worked on this for 11 years and get beat up on it pretty good. But the vast majority of folks are very positive with it. The programs, I've been doing this program for years. And I will tell you the one thing that I have seen in the last 20 years of doing this program. All this book is me writing down all the things I say and polishing it up. But I will tell you right now, we're going down the wrong road. Okay, we are going down the wrong road where we've got to blame somebody. Got to blame Asians for this. We got to blame white people for this. Or no, these are all human problems. And I will tell you right now, this is a real culmination of a lot of my life's work that I don't want to leave this earth without at least taking a shot and saying, this is a better way. This is you believe what you want to believe. And I guess one of my favorite quotes from this is Oliver Wendell Holmes from the United States Supreme Court. And he made it very clear. He said, the right to swing my fist ends where the other man's nose begins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, thank you so much. I'm grateful for the chance for us to work with you on this book and to help bring this to market. Tolerance and Diversity for White Guys and Other Human Beings. Scott, I appreciate your passion, your dedication to this, because I know that you've taken some slings and arrows from organizations, and probably you're going to take some more slings and arrows. What I appreciate you is how you really kind of do that with a smile, knowing that it's going to happen, right? Just knowing.
I don't think I have any choice, because honestly, I just turned 60 last year, and I figure if I stay in good shape, I got another 15 years of doing this. But I will tell you right now, from what I've seen in my lifetime and what I see happening on just mass shootings and everything else, and this screaming for revenge and everything else for, you know, the black people did this or Asian. No, this is a better way. This stuff, I've seen it. It works. And the 80% of the people out there that hear this message love it. Absolutely love it.
All right. Well, hey, thank you again, Scott. And you've had a lot of people coming on and cheering you on, saying they love your book, and congratulating you on it, and some people complimenting you about your work that you do as well. So thank you, everybody, for joining us for yet another episode. And go grab Scott's book today. And if you want to engage with Scott, Scott, what is your website? How will people find you?
It's just scottwarrick.com.
Scottwarrick.com. There you go.
Everything's there. Free videos, contact, everything.
Wonderful. Fantastic. All right. Thank you so much. And we will take this out. Thanks again for joining us today on the Book Launch Livecast.